Jakishi was on track to become the next big Minecraft YouTuber until he was cancelled over 40 times in less than 7 days. Who was Jakishi, what did he do, and how has his life been impacted as a result of these actions? Let's begin by looking at an early video posted to his Twitter, during which Jakishi would give a quick overview of who he was.
Hello, my name is Jakishi or Demetrius. I'm a 22-year-old Minecraft and just chatting streamer, and I've been streaming for like 7 years. My favorite part about streaming is the fact that I get to meet awesome people and make amazing friends.
There were definitely some elements of weird in this introductory video, such as him calling himself a cat boy.
It's time for my lore. I'm a cat boy.
While showing his cat ear collection before stating this.
I can meow if you want.
But for the most part, this video was fairly innocent, with his solid reputation being summarized by the countless positive replies. In other Twitter threads, Jakishi was described as not only one of the best people I know, but also one of the best and most hardworking CCs I know, helping Jakishi to get noticed by Dream, who randomly raided Jakishi's Twitch channel.
Wait, what? 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 Huh? Hello? What? There's no way. Wait, yo, what the what? Welcome, everybody. What the? Hello and welcome to the stream, everybody. What? I'm trying not to cry. Thank you guys so much. You love my nails. Thank you. Thank you for all the gifteds. Thank you for all the biddies. The follows, Dream, yes, actually Dream.
Before Dream would double down on the kind gesture by donating $2,000 to him.
Dream, there's no freaking way a $2,000 donate. Dream, what the heck? Thank you so much. What?
According to a former friend by the name of Pocket, Jakishi was an extremely hard worker and therefore deserved the recognition.
Jakishi was somebody who always worked hard, you know? He never gave up. He kept things pushing when his support wasn't there. And this is just well deserved, man. I'm just super happy for you. So congratulations, Jakishi.
And to the credit of Jakishi, he was extremely grateful for the shout out, posting on Twitter, invest in Jakishi stonks right now. Thank you, Dream was taken. You and your community are amazing. Which received replies of further praise, such as, you deserve it, you seem so chill. After being raided by Dream, Jakishi's Twitch viewership exploded.
Jakishi was getting like 30 to 60 viewers per stream. This is game changing. Now he's getting a couple hundred.
While almost every single tweet he'd post began to receive between 100 and a couple thousand likes.
And he's getting like thousands of likes per tweet now, like 1 to 2,000, which is insane, bro, like just overnight.
Additionally, his follower counts grew to 57,000 on Twitch, 27,000 on TikTok, 7,000 on YouTube, and more than 10,000 on Twitter, with this growth being highlighted in a tweet reading, I'm still so shocked that I went from like 1.5k-ish to 11.5k-ish in like 4 days. You guys are bonkers, which once again prompted reply after reply of people reiterating just how much he deserved the growth. However, Jakishi's biggest success would come 4 months after these tweets, when he'd announced on the 24th of October 2021 that he'd been invited by Dream to join his SMP. What's this? I'm one of the newest members of Dream SMP. Can't wait to make new friends and great memories. The reason this post received over 26,000 likes and hundreds of positive comments was because being invited to the Dream SMP was like winning the lottery for Minecraft content creators. For example, Tommy Innit gained 8 million subscribers in the 12 months after he joined the Dream SMP, while almost every other member has an extremely recognizable name as a partial result of the server's influence. Therefore, being invited to the Dream SMP gave Jakishi an extremely high probability that he was going to be one of the next big names amongst that group, with his Twitch gaining over 32,000 followers after announcing that he'd joined the server. Jakishi instantly began to exhibit the same kind of outlook and attitude as these other Minecraft streamers, making a Twitter post only one day after being accepted into the SMP reading, "So I had something brought to my attention that one of my new mods said something that wasn't okay in any circumstance. They have been unmodded because that doesn't fly with me at all. That isn't the kind of stuff I want in my chat, not from mods, not from anyone. Love you guys." For people asking for context, there was something said about self-harm and it wasn't okay, with this post seemingly trying to establish the idea that he was of good morals and could do nothing wrong, which also seemed to be the goal of his countless other tweets, where he was trying to come off as extremely nice and overly accepting of others. However, you should always be cautious of a creator who seems too nice, because everybody has an unseen dark side, and perhaps Jakishi's overwhelming kindness was nothing more than a cover-up for his own horrible past. My experience with Jakishi slash Demetrius popped up on the 26th of October 2021, only 2 days after he was accepted into the Dream SMP. It had been posted by a user named Ren, who had attached a twit longer which read as follows. due to the recent event of him joining a considerably large content creator group and gaining exponentially more exposure, I feel like it's my responsibility to bring this to light in order to prevent this person from taking advantage of more young girls. The tweet longer then explained that the two had begun talking when she was 14, Jikishi was 18 or 19, and that things had gotten heated in the chat pretty quickly. The two had joked about sending pictures to each other, which they would eventually do, and had also talked about meeting up, quote, "If we would have met up that summer, I would have been 15 while he was 20, alone in a hotel with a man who said that he would try to not make sexual advances on me." The post concluded by stating, "I can no longer ignore it, as his audience of young and impressionable girls is growing by the second. I blocked him on Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram several months ago, after we eventually grew apart, and have not spoken to him since. I also know that I was not the only underage girl that he was sexual with." Ren had all of the screenshots to match, and with the expose receiving over 50,000 likes, it was only going to be so long until Dream realized what was going on, who would take to his private Twitter in a post reading, "Remove Demetrius from the SMP for gross accusations that he also confirmed privately were accurate. No questions, no toleration. Disgusted and incredibly disappointed. We'll never let things like this stop me from trying to uplift members of the community and smaller content creators. It's part of what makes our community great. So stick together, be there for people who need it, and always be safe online." However, Jikishi being removed from the Dream SMP was really only the beginning of his problems. On the original expose, a user by the name of Mackerel had replied by stating, "My friend had a bad experience with him too," indicating that Jikishi may have been a repeat offender. Well, over the next 24 hours, 18 different people came forward explaining that they had had a similar experience. We talked on Discord and it started out innocent until he suggested that we add each other on Snap. He'd bring up my age pretty often and always ask me if I'd never tell anyone because he doesn't want to get exposed like he is right now. Like this was his biggest fear. He brought it up so often that I don't know how I missed the fact that he had other victims. The funny thing is that after I turned 18, he never interacted with me in a sexual way again. I was a young minor, 12 to 14, not saying specific age. I told him I wasn't comfortable with those jokes and how he needed to stop. He never stopped. He continued. I didn't want to completely cut connections with him because I trusted him. He was my best friend and I didn't want to lose the person I enjoyed talking to. We were 11/12. We lied about our age and said I was 13. We were on a Discord server with Jikishi. We ended up DMing each other because of a mutual friend and became pretty good friends. At first he seemed nice and we had a pretty normal relationship, but about a month or so in, it became very weird. He would ask to call us constantly even when I said no, and make NSFW jokes to us even when we said we were uncomfortable. By the following day, the count of allegations had reached 30, and by the end of the week, approximately 41 people had come forward, all of which citing a very similar experience. Jikishi's bizarre post from earlier, requesting that his fans apply to be his children, had suddenly aged incredibly poorly, to the extent that he didn't even try to issue any kind of apology, and instead simply disappeared from the internet. His Twitch channel was terminated for breaking terms of service, while he deleted every single video from his YouTube channel. His TikTok was deleted, his Instagram was erased, and even his merch store was taken down completely. The only piece of remaining Jikishi social media is his Twitter, which sits vacant following his final tweet of nothing more than the word Minecraft with a smiley face. So where is he now? Jikishi was smart enough to never give out his surname, possibly because he knew he might end up in this situation, and as a result, there's very little info on what ended up happening to him. There are Reddit threads such as this one questioning whatever happened to Jikishi after the drama, although besides from some people hoping that he ended up in prison, the only information we have is, for all we know, he disappeared.